minutes virtually to the end, unfortunately. I'm sure there's loads we could talk about, and we could sit here all afternoon and giggle and the serious stuff and the fun stuff. So what is it now that you'd like to say about what you're doing here in Spain with Enrique?
Well, basically, the tests that I did from Spain to America, they were checked out with the technician to see the difference before and after. Then, because I mean, I could say anything, couldn't I? I could say, oh yeah, because I don't do that, you see. All I do is the healing. So the technician was watching the changes. Then the thermal imaging prints were sent to Dr. Enrique Garcia in Spain so that he could see the difference. The testimonials from the people and the diagnosis that the people had were also sent to him, and the final reports, because, you know, that's not my department.
No.
You know, so, but the long and the short of it was that one of the guys that had a heart condition that actually died 2 years before. No, I didn't bring him back from the dead, but he was really seriously bad, and he had a knee problem and circulation. And as I worked on him, you know, you could see the changes in the areas that I worked on. And then there was the report with him saying that he could walk, his blood pressure and everything. The doctor said, the doctors have been trying to get his blood pressure down and normalise it for years. So, I mean, it's not bad really, is it, to do that? And the other guy who was, he didn't actually follow through totally with his follow-up stuff, but he was suffering from exhaustion and a bit of depression, and he had a hernia. Now, the thermal imaging showed that it was working, but he didn't follow through. But he did write to me and say that, you know, his energy levels, and he felt so much better, and thank you, and all this. And then the real biggie, the big one, that once I started working on him, I realised that it was a lot more serious than what I thought. This one had a breast lump, and I got to be careful what I say. I'm not a doctor or anything, and I'm not going to freak anyone out.
No.
You can't get somebody into the relaxed state of doing the healing on them and giving them bad news. No. You see what I mean? And I said to her, I goes, I'm not doing any more healing on you until you've gone and had this properly checked out with the doctor. She said, because she'd been to the doctors, but she didn't want to go down that route. And I go, you need to, because I saw the lymph nodes connection. I saw the spleen.
But you couldn't tell her that in case it was...
Well, I just said, look, I fudged over it, you know. I said, look, you need to know what you're dealing with here, and you need to have a backup.
Yeah.
I said, I can't take this responsibility. So anyway, I said, oh, I'm not going to do any more healing. I thought, no, you know, this is just too much. Anyway, the long and the short of it, what was supposed to be just a breast lump was obviously a lot more serious. Yes. And a lot more aggressive, and a lot more was going on. But the reports that came from over there with the thermal imaging, and this is all on YouTube, by the way, you can...
I'll just actually say that you can see results on YouTube for Carol Everett on her Healer homepage. There are numerous magazine articles, TV appearances over the years in America, Japan and England. TV includes Beyond Chance, So Out of This World, Mysterious West, Strange But True. Radio in the USA, UK and Ireland, and interviews. Sometimes people type phone-ins for live readings and worldwide coverage on documentaries. So there is a lot of information out there about Carol Everett. You will just have to look for it yourselves and find out that the lady I've got sat in front of me here is actually all true. Is that correct?
It is, yeah. You know, there's one thing. I'll just finish what was happening with the express. Dr. Enrique, I mean, to be honest, he's been really good, you know. He's put his money where his mouth is.
Yes.
Some doctors don't. They work in the background, they take my information, but they won't...
They're scared to make that leap.
Yes, and he has. And like he said, with the breast, the attachment,
yes,
it was no longer attached, which means it wasn't so evasive.
Yes.
And the rest of it had all, you know, the inflammation had all come down, which contained it all in one place.
Yes.
And that was the best I could do with that.
Yes.
And so that led her then to go on. She decided to go on and have other treatments. But, like, the last email I had from her, she said, I'm sure that you kept it all in
kept
one.
Kept it controlled.
Yeah,
way.
Because it was a mover. Mm-hmm.
Carol, where are you now then? Because we're running out of time, I'm sorry.
Well, I am... I sort of travel about. I'm still doing my research,
mm-hmm,
and I've done, you know, Dr. Enrique has taken my blood out and put blood into.
And you're happy for people to know that, obviously, or you wouldn't be saying it on live radio. I am aware of that because I know you've told me.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes, it's true.
It's true.
And if you could see Carol, actually, she looks amazing. To be fair.
Well, he takes the blood out, because let me make it quite clear, I do not stick needles in people.
No.
I do not do anything other than
you. You're not a doctor.
No, and I don't pretend to be. So I do everything properly. I'm insured with the British Register of Complementary Practitioners,
yes,
and Valens to do my healing and counselling.
Yes.
Not to stick needles,
no,
draw
or
blood.
Anything else,
no. So I do everything properly. Well, Enrique, I do it myself now.
On yourself?
Yes, on myself,
yes,
now. But I have had sessions where Enrique's taken my blood out and he does it the way that I want to. I heal it.
Yes.
Tell it what I want it to do, and as you can see...
I know.
I mean, my skin now is better than what it was 6 years ago.
I remember meeting you probably about that time, actually.
Yeah.
And yes, I would agree with you, to be fair.
Yeah. Dr. Enrique put a machine on me and tested my skin age, and he said that my actual skin age was about 42, the actual,
yes,
skin, and my hormone body, this is the funny thing, my hormone body was about 52. One of my ovaries was still working. So I said to Enrique, in theory then, does that mean I can still get pregnant? And he goes, well, so I came out.
Oh, Mike, here we go.
And I told Mike, I have to say, he wasn't too amused about
I'm
it.
Sure he wasn't.
But when I told my youngest daughter, of course, my youngest daughter, she's 30, she goes, oh, Mum, wouldn't that be nice? I said, no, why not? I said, at my age, I want nourishment, not punishment.
Well, Carol, we've come to the end, I'm sorry. How can people find anything out about you or look for you?
Well, if they just go on Google, basically.
Well, just type, I did.
Yeah.
So just type in Carol Everett.
Healer.
And it is EVERETT. Carol, CARROL, Healer. And you'll pick up her homepage, which I did do. So it is there, definitely is there. And on that, we're going to thank you very, very much indeed for coming in. Maybe we could do it again at a later date. And we're going to play your last choice, which is Tiny Dancer. Why is that?
Well, Tiny Dancer, it was all about somebody trying to make it in LA, wasn't it?
Okay.
That's another story.
You have to come back and tell us that one, Carol. I'm sorry. Thank you very much indeed.
Bye.
Thank you.
You could see
where the time goes. I honestly don't know.
You know, you could see.